And then he argues, continuing with de Tocqueville, that that the union of centralization in governance and in administration subdues us by force and affects us not only in the ordinary habits of life and influences both individually and collectively. We have shown, continuing with de Tocqueville, that in the United States, no central administration and no dependent series of public functionaries exist. Local authority, and this is relevant for today's discussion of quote-unquote localism. I believe they are continuing to draw on this man, de Tocqueville, to justify and give them some helpful tips for how to get around us, to continually keep us dancing in place, treadmill walking, treading water, whatever image gives you that sense that we ain't moving when we listen to them. They've got a million little dance steps to make us think the tune has changed, but it's the same song for millennia. So localism, local authority has been carried to such lengths in the United States, says de Tocqueville, which no European nation could endure without great inconvenience, and which has even produced some, but then my interjection again, then we had World War II. We'll talk about that in a few. Which no European nation could endure without great inconvenience, and which has even produced some disastrous consequences in America. She's probably thinking about, like, you know, looking at other human beings as your property. You know, reenacting ancient Greece. That fantasy ain't gone away, not yet. It's with us today. And concluding with de Tocqueville, but in the United States, the centralization of the government is complete, and it would be easy to prove that the national power is more compact than it has ever been in the old nations of Europe. Unquote from Alexis de Tocqueville, Democracy in America, Volume 1.